Gibbon Vale Resort's acquisition of the Park City Mountain Resort and its control of the canyons. The allocation of sales taxes from Vale's past sales is an issue for the county and Park City. Jasper said they will be meeting soon with the Vale Company's top person in that area.
They're going to send in their sales tax expert to meet with my staff, and we have invited city budget finance staff to join us. There are still some sales tax allocation issues. One, because of the Epic Pass, and more people buy their ski passes online. And two, you know, Park City has a higher tax sales tax rate than the county does. They have the resort tax of about 1.5%. If you get on, it's the same ski resort. So if you get in on one door, you pay X, and if you get in another door, you pay Y. My guess is Vail just soon charge the same for both doors, but then it gets into, well, they shouldn't keep the extra sales tax. So we'll work closely with the city, if need be, the tax commission.
On a related item, the Canyons Golf Course is due to be officially completed in about a week, by September 30. Jasper's happy about the news, but he has concerns about one feature.
It will be done, but the way it's designed now requires some netting on the side of the highway that I'm not particularly enthused about. I know in chatting to Rob Katz from Vail, they're not necessarily enthused. So I want to make sure that imposing the deadlines that we've imposed with, you know, threatened penalties and things like that, that we don't end up with something that doesn't quite work. So I think the golf course is done. I'm proud of Varde. Varde's the hedge fund that's doing it.
He said there's apparently a liability issue raised by a golf hole near the highway.
And I guess in trying to research the way this hole has been designed has been there from the very get-go. But I still want to look one last time before I sign off on everything. We want to protect balls from hitting the highway and cars. But I'm concerned about some real tall netting on the side of the road. So we'll look at that.
Does the county have some kind of liability problem?
I didn't know about this. Well, I don't know that it's the county. If we don't do the netting, UDOT will require some sort of, you know, I'm not a golfer, but apparently some people slice. And when they slice, it can go up and onto the highway. That's what I'm told.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.